This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so. I'm so excited to introduce you to our guests this morning. First up, we have Trish Woodward. She's the executive director at Camp Opportunity. Welcome, Trish.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
We are so psyched. And we'll explain a little bit about how we got to meet you before you even got here, because it's all about, word of mouth and connection. And we
Absolutely.
Can kind of explain that, too. And you've brought along Alana Taub. She is your volunteer and training manager at Camp Opportunity. Welcome, Alana.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, my God. We're so excited to see you. And I cut and pasted from Trish's email. We are super pumped for this. Trish, your energy has been so infectious. Like, we were put in touch with each other from a mutual friend, Barb.
Yes.
And you guys are Harford County neighbors, or you were at one time.
Right.
And do you find that that's kind of the way that people, as we lead into our first question, which is about, you know, telling us a little bit more about Camp Opportunity and the incredible work you do for children in Maryland. But does it still help with word of mouth like that, where I'd heard of you a little bit from, like, right. Denise Koch and watching on WJZ. She does stories on you and stuff. But you know, day to day, I wasn't 100% sure what you did.
Yeah, our personal connections are the biggest referrals. Absolutely. And yeah, Barb and I were neighbors actually in Baltimore County and Perry Hall. And our girls grew up together. And then, yeah, we both moved apart, but I still call her neighbor.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So, yeah, tell us about all the great work that you do, because you guys are an amazing organization. And you've been around since 1985. It's amazing.
Yeah. So Camp Opportunity started out of a church in Dundalk. It was a program that they put in place, Camp Opportunity. And basically, we are a traditional overnight summer camp experience. We also do year-round programming for kids ages 8 to 11 who've experienced abuse and neglect. And camp creates a safe and supportive environment where our kids can come and just be kids and enjoy the summer and the outdoors, create positive relationships, build confidence. All of our campers are referred to us. So if you think of social workers, any child welfare professional can refer a camper to our program. All of our campers attend for free. And we provide transportation. So we try to remove all the barriers to get all the kids to us that could be that need our program,
yeah.
that need our services. We also provide all the things that campers may need. We've had campers come with just a toothbrush. So we provide the swimsuits, the swim shoes, the flip-flops for the shower, all the bedding, clothes, anything that they may need, toiletry items, all of that.
That's so cool. And the fact that it's free and all of those materials that you just mentioned that, you know, we kind of take for granted if we are lucky enough to have access to those things. That I would think as a nonprofit organization, before we even go any further, I mean, how important are donations and, you know, people helping out to provide those things that you constantly need?
It's critical. It is critical. There's no revenue stream. Our business model isn't set up that way. So everything is dependent on donors, corporate sponsors. We do have a couple fundraising events that we'll talk about in a little bit. Twice a year. And so all those grant applications, which is, you know, that the state and government grants are not as reliable. But, you know, the corporate grants and the foundation grants are big for us.
Yeah. And if people can't wait to find out more, campopportunity.org is your website, right? If they want to jump ahead of our conversation.
Exactly.
bit, because it's, you know, all that information's on there. And tell us a little bit, like, why is a traditional summer camp experience so important for children, particularly who have experienced abuse and neglect?
Well, first I'd like to start with, have you ever been to summer camp as a kid?
You know what? It's so funny that you asked me that. My mom's famous slogan is, I never sent you kids to camp, because she was like, always wanted to remind us how much she was looking out for us.
Right.
So sadly, I never had that camp experience for a different reason. She never went to camp as a kid. And it's either, do you find that it's either generally in the family or not? It's something you do, or you go to a beach house, or you go to the mountains, or whatever your family activity is, or you get jobs, which was me, working as early as I could babysit another human. Thanks for asking. So no, I missed out on this whole camp experience.
Well, I mean, summer camp, I was a Girl Scout. It is really an amazing experience. You learn a lot about yourself at any age. You know, even our counselors that come, you know, they're learning a lot about themselves. And so we're trying to create happy summer memories, those core foundational memories that you take with you into your life. And that's what summer camp is about. And we're providing it for kids who need it more, who need it most, who are vulnerable. And
they're also with other, not to interrupt you, but they're also with kids who are going through similar experiences. So there's something special about someone who can relate to your personal experience.
Exactly. But it's also important to note that most of our campers that come do not know why they're there. They don't know that they were referred. They don't know. They just think they're going to summer camp.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what we want. We want them to come and just really enjoy the outdoors. There's lots of healing that happens in nature. A lot of our kids are coming from Baltimore City, the concrete jungle. So it's the first time they've really been in an environment where there's just nothing but trees and the outdoor, and, you know, the sounds of the city are far away.
Yeah, that green space is really healing.
Yeah. And then another a little story I'd like to touch on. As you know, last year I had a gentleman reach out to me. He's now in his 30s, married, has two kids. And he said, is this the same camp opportunity I went to as a kid? I now live in Florida, but I was from Maryland. And so he was explaining some of the counselors that are still involved. They're now board members. And he said, you know, that was one of my happiest childhood memories, was coming to Camp Opportunity.
That's amazing.
And it was just so validating. And so we really are changing lives.
You really are. And is that how you got involved? I know you've been there several years now, and Alana's been on the team for a while as well. Like, you can maybe both share your experience of why this work is so important to you personally.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary with camp.
Happy anniversary!
Yes, this month in April. And before that, I worked for a similar nonprofit organization called Maryland CASA Association. Similar mission, services for children who've experienced abuse and neglect. And then before that, I was in the for-profit world working in private equity for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And I just, I woke up one day, always volunteered, always child welfare oriented in my volunteerism, and just decided to make the leap to the nonprofit world. And I've never looked back. I woke up every day excited about the work that I do. And I hired Alana when I was at Maryland CASA Association, right out of college. Mm-hmm. And so she's been with me ever since. So when I left CASA, she came on as a volunteer with camp. And I'll let you tell your story.
Yeah, Alana. We'd love to hear it, Alana. That's really cool that that she brought you on board and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say that's like, you know, something that I thought was like divine intervention, you know, our working relationship that I'm infinitely grateful for, because it brought me to, you know, what I'm most passionate about. I studied psychology in college. I've always worked with kids. I worked at daycares. I was a nanny. I was a babysitter. I love camp. I didn't love camp when I was a kid, which is so funny, because my parents, when I told them I was working for camp, they were like, you're going to camp? And I guess things change when you're an adult, because I do love it now. And I'm pursuing my master's in social work so I can continue doing that direct service work that I kind of fell in love with at camp. So I love it. I love working with Trish, but I love the kids we serve. And I think it's also really important that even though we're talking about, you know, such a specific group of kids, kids who have experienced some hardship, when you meet them, when you interact with them, they're just children, you know, they're just like the children I worked with when I was babysitting and when I worked at daycares. They just want to be seen. They want to have fun. And that's kind of what our camp provides for them, that kind of normalcy.
Wow, you guys are a perfect team. I love it.
Thank
so,
you.
So great.
It really is awesome.
It really is. And I know Camp Opportunity has a unique one-to-one camper-to-counselor ratio. So one-on-one, if you will, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you share why that's such a game changer for the kids who attend?
Yeah. We find that it provides a lot of stability for our campers. The kind of pairing ceremony that we start the week off on is really exciting and fun when our campers get to find out who their counselor is. It's kind of like a big brother, big sister situation. They get to be mentored and kind of stick with the same counselor for the entirety of the week. And we always tell our counselors, you know, when they come on board with us, that their number one priority for the week is to make sure their camper is obviously safe and having, you know, the most fun they could have. So when our campers are going through the program, when they're, you know, learning about resiliency, and we'll talk about that later, they're also going swimming and they're doing arts and crafts, and they're doing that all with their counselor. So they're learning to build trust with, you know, an adult that might be a new thing for some of our campers, to really lean on a trusted adult. And we just find that it creates a really special bonding experience through the camp week. And also after camp is over, our campers get to come back to us. If they start the program at age 8, then they come back to us, hopefully until they're 11. And if our counselors come back too, then they get to have this beautiful, you know, reuniting.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that trust is really a key component. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Trish, about that experience of one-on-one?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the one-to-one ratio is something that I have been able to find. It's something that only we do. Yeah. I don't think it's anywhere else. And then just like Alana said, like the counselors really get as much out of it as our campers do. It really is an amazing relationship to watch. One of the things that we do at the end of the week is all the kids, the volunteer drivers are all lined up in a circle, and all of our staff and counselors are around the cars, and we make the cars do 3 loops around the drive. And everybody is crying these happy, bittersweet tears. And, some of the kids are just a mess because, you know, they've had such a great time. And, it's really, really powerful, that one-to-one, just making sure they feel safe and make sure they have fun.
That's really important. Yeah. Camp Opportunities Journey curriculum is a key part of your program, too. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and why that's so impactful?
Yeah, so I would say that that's kind of what sets our programming apart from others. Obviously, we are that traditional summer camp experience, but our Journey classroom is kind of where the mission comes to life. We are helping our campers develop kind of emotional regulation, conflict resolution, resiliency skills, and things that they can take with them after camp is over. And they're doing that alongside their counselors. So the Journey curriculum was designed to give our kids the tools that they need to navigate challenges, build those healthy relationships, and see their self-worth. So we do a lot of storytelling, mentorship. We make our lessons really meaningful and memorable. And we call on a theme of the week, which is typically a movie. Last year was Kung Fu Panda. We learned all about Po's resiliency in becoming the grand ninja warrior.
Yes. Ninja warrior.
Yeah, you
yes.
got it.
So we talked a lot about that, and we tie in components from the movie. And, you know, decorate campus, all immersing them in the theme, really. And then Journey is where they learn all of the skills that, you know, the movie brings forward, all of those kind of fun themes about, you know, how to be your best self. And it's a really fun and engaging part of camp. incorporating the counselors with the campers and learning all those skills.
I'm telling you, Trish, this sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Yeah, and then just touching more on the journey curriculum, you know, we call it the heartbeat of camp. And again, just like teaching that resiliency, we want our kids to believe in themselves, you know, really teaching that self-worth and love for yourself. And it is really the heartbeat of camp.
And also Camp Opportunity provides an incredible experience at no cost to families, which we mentioned.
Yeah.
Everything, all the campers attend for free. So can you, and even providing the transportation, which is critical too. So exactly how is the camp funded?
Yeah, so we have small foundation grants that we receive, a lot of corporate sponsorships, and then our donor base. You know, we do several direct mail campaigns a year, one coming up called our Adopt a Camper campaign, and then another one at the end of the year, which is our annual appeal. We do that through direct mail and email, social media. So and sort of touching on what you mentioned earlier, you know, just friends of friends, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody pushing out the message to the people that they know that this really is a great organization changing lives. It costs over $2,000 to send one child to camp. So it's not cheap.
That's right.
It's pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we, some of our events that we hold a year, twice a year, we have our paddles and pinwheels, which we'll talk about in more detail, but that's held during the month of April. And then our Shining Stars Gala, which is really not like a stuffy gala. It's more like a fancy bull roast, mm-hmm. if you're from Baltimore and you know what a bull roast is.
Yep.
But we have that at the Baltimore Museum of Industry downtown, which is a great venue. Easy parking.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a good time.
It is a really good time.
It's so fun.
It sounds fun. And then your paddles and pinwheels coming up.
Yeah.
In April is also significant because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so that's really good. Great timing on your part for that. And I hear that you're heading to Annapolis on April 7th, which is, it's like tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Right? It is tomorrow.
That's
yes.
right. I'm like, wait, that sounds soon. That's very,
yes.
very soon.
Yes.
So that is significant for a number of reasons, but particularly because it's the last day of the General Assembly. So tell us about the purpose of that trip and what you hope to achieve while you're there.
Yes. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. It is an awareness month that is sort of acknowledged all across the country. And so most child welfare organizations will honor Child Abuse Prevention Month in some way. And then blue pinwheels are the symbol of the Awareness Month, a pinwheel sort of being the symbol of a happy childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So blue pinwheels have become the symbol of April's Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so we're going to go down to Annapolis. We did this last year. We set up on Lawyers Mall, which is that walkway, that little park leading into the Capitol building where all the constituents will be going for the last day of the General Assembly, and we hand out blue pinwheels. And it's just to create awareness for any of the child welfare policies that may have been passed through during the General Assembly, and then also to create awareness for programs like ours,
mm-hmm.
programs that are trauma-informed and helping children who've experienced abuse and neglect. So, yeah, we'll be handing those out and connecting with legislators and all the good folks that will be heading in there on the last day of the General Assembly.
That's really critical now more than ever, and it's interesting you say it because we just spoke with the Greater Baltimore Urban League last week, and they've been doing a lot of their advocacy through the General Assembly, too, and sort of empowering people that in the community to be how they can be a part of that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you guys are getting that awareness out there and getting the message out, which is so important. And more about the big event, the paddles and pinwheels. I love your logo for this. It is so cool. It's on your website too and on your social media. And would you say your platforms you use the most would be like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn?
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Those are the exact ones we use.
Perfect. Perfect. And campopportunity.org if people want to know. The direct links are right there to connect you with that. But tell us all about it, you know, where it's happening, when it's happening, how can people participate? Can we still get our tickets? Because we're excited.
You can get your tickets. I'm going to let Alana take this one.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Alana, yeah, this is your wheelhouse. Yes.
Yeah. So like Trish said, April is a big month. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month.
You can called it our Super Bowl.
I did call it. It is our Super Bowl. It is all the child welfare. You know, you might see it on social media. Everyone's posting the blue pinwheels. It's important because, you know, national data from 2022 shows over 500,000 children nationally have experienced abuse and neglect. So that's a lot of kids, and presumably more who go undetected, unreported, and then, you know, more data from recent years. So it's an important month to acknowledge, to raise funds for, so that we can serve the kids in our community who need to benefit from our services. So that's why we're having paddles and pinwheels. It's a pickleball tournament. And we're going to be at the Pickleball House in Middle River. We're raising funds for our programming, but it's also a fun event. I've never played pickleball before.
You know, honestly, I haven't either. My sister has a little net in her like driveway, and we think we know what we're doing because we're pretty good at ping pong, but we have no idea what we're doing.
So. Yeah, so you can, you know, be a seasoned pro, or you can have never touched a pickleball racket in your life. Just come out and have fun. We're going to have good food, activities for kids. You know, lots of pinwheels. We're going to do our pinwheel planting ceremony. So if you sponsor a pinwheel on our website for any amount, we'll kind of recognize that and honor that by planting our pinwheels at the Pickleball House, right, Trish?
Yeah. And this is April 26th, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yes. It's a Saturday. I was going to ask what day of the week is without putting you on the spot. But
Saturday.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
So people can they get their tickets? Can they just roll up that day? Or would you prefer they go to your website and get them in advance?
So they can show up that day, but I don't know that they'll be able to play pickleball that day.
Okay,
so
okay.
Try to register if you want to play, at least by probably the 25th. 24th or 25th, I think, is the last day to register. And then, it's going to be a fun day. We're also going to have some baskets that are being donated that we'll be able to do raffles. So there's lots to do. If you have a pickleballer that's playing and you don't want to play, come out anyway and just have some fun.
Yeah.
It'll be just a day of community, you know, meet people, show up, support Camp Opportunity. The good work we're doing.
Yeah, and all skill levels, right? Because you don't have
all
to be super
levels.
Hardcore about it.
Yeah.
But we welcome those that are.
Yeah.
It's just that, or if you just want to find out more about the cause, and it's just, it sounds like so much fun. And all this, I know you guys have been super active on social media with this, and again, your website is chock full of information as well. So what are some ways that people can get involved with Camp Opportunity, whether it be, you know, volunteering or donating or becoming a sponsor? All those things you mentioned are so critical to keeping you guys working.
Right. So like I mentioned, donations are, you know, the biggest need. Sponsorships are the biggest need. There's lots of ways to get involved if your organization wants to sponsor, whether that be for the pickleball tournament or for the pinwheel garden, adopting a camper. There's lots of ways to get involved as a donor. But then volunteers as well. You know, we're always looking for volunteers. That one-to-one ratio is a really big need that we need to fill. So if you have a teenager, you know, that's 16 or older, they can come and volunteer as a counselor. It's a great experience for them as well. It's a great resume builder for them. We're always looking for volunteer drivers. So you get to pick up your camper and take them to camp, or pick them up from camp and take them home. So volunteer drivers. And then we're also, another great way to get involved is one of the things we do when our kids leave camp, we send them home with a backpack full of all of the school supplies that they need.
Fantastic.
So this is another way that organizations can get involved. We're looking for organizations to adopt that campaign for us. So you would buy the backpacks and stuff the backpacks. We give you the list of everything that goes in them. That's another great way to get involved.
Yeah, and I love getting your organization involved, or even like adopting a camper. Like you were saying, it's a little over $2,000, you know.
Yeah.
Per camper. So wouldn't that be great for an organization that might be listening, or a business or whatever it is, maybe where people that are listening where they work, if they can get some fundraising together to adopt a camper? That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a great idea. And I know you guys stay connected year round with your campers, not just during the summer. So can you talk a little bit, we're in our final like few minutes here, but if you could talk about some of those programs and how they continue to make a difference, because that's important too.
Yeah. I'll let Alana talk about
that. So, we do virtual cabin time throughout the year, which is monthly on the first of the month. So we had one last night. Very fun time. We do, you know, last month we did bingo. Last night we did a video all about making mistakes and what we can learn from our mistakes and kind of building that resiliency and touching on what we learn at camp and bringing that throughout the year. So there's always a piece of that in cabin time. And it's also just so that our campers can connect with each other. You know, last night they were like, is so-and-so on? Oh, hey, you know, they love to connect with each other and see each other. So cabin time is really special and some of our counselors join us in that. And then we also send care packages throughout the year. We try and do like 4 care packages, birthday cards. And then we do like a holiday adopt a camper campaign. So we were able to provide our campers with holiday gifts this year, and we had a wrapping party, and you know, these kids got some really nice gifts.
That's amazing.
It was incredible to see how many people showed out for that.
Yeah.
You know, some of these kids might not get Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, you know.
Yeah.
And so for us to be able to provide that for them was really special.
And people might not know that. You think camp, you think summertime, that, right. Oh, camp opportunity must be busy in the summer.
No, oh, no.
You're busy all
it's
the time.
It's year-round, yeah.
It's definitely year-round.
Yeah.
Really an important message to tell people, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the best way you think for our listeners that might be hearing us now, hopefully, or maybe later online at todays109.com, to help support camp opportunity right now? Like, what's the biggest way they can make an impact, even in a small way, you know, or a big way?
Yeah, I mean, just staying in touch. So going to our website, campopportunity.org, you can subscribe to our newsletters. We don't spam you. We send, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 newsletters a month. Obviously, during like event months, we might send a little bit more just with reminders. But yeah, and then following us on social media. So signing up for our newsletters and then, you know, following us on social media is the best way. And then tell everybody about us.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends and family.
Yeah, absolutely. Spread the word. If you're catching, you know, this show in progress or, you know, you have some connection to Camp Opportunity, definitely spread the word. And if someone wants to learn more or get involved, what's the best place for them to go? And it's not too late to volunteer for this upcoming camp, right?
Yeah, 16 or older. All you have to do is have a passion for our mission. We will train you and set you up for success. It's a great way to earn community service hours, get involved. And, you know, like we talked about in the beginning, our counselors really get as much out of camp as our campers do.
Yeah, so. That you can definitely see that. And at campopportunity.org are those links to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all of that. And the sponsorship you've mentioned as well, Trish, is there a way that businesses who might have heard this and liked some of these ideas about how to sponsor some, you know, particularly the back-to-school backpacks where you send a camper home mm-hmm. with the backpack, how can they get involved in that again? And who should they contact you about that?
They can contact me, yes, trish@campopportunity.org.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, we're in our final minute. So is there something that I didn't ask you that you really wanted to talk about? Or if not that, then, you know, someone that you wanted to thank.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you for having us. This is such a wonderful and a great opportunity to create awareness about what we do. It is really important. I believe in our mission. I know we are making an impact and changing lives. And so, yeah, go to www.campopportunity.org, and I promise you there's lots and lots of information on there, and you will be inspired.
And definitely, where should they join you for your pinwheels or your paddles and pinwheels event one more time, Saturday, April 26th?
That is the Pickleball House in Middle River, Maryland, and we're going to have a great time.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so, is there a specific time frame for that people should set aside? Like, what time does
it's going to start at 9 a.m. Depending on how many teams we get registered or folks we get registered will depend on how long it will go, but I would assume it'll end around 1 or 2.
Okay, perfect. That sounds like a fun little Saturday. And then you do recommend people, you know, make sure to sign up so they make sure they can play if they want to, or just stop by and support.
Yes.
And they can also do that at campopportunity.org.
Yes, that's right.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been hearing Trish Woodward, the executive director of Camp Opportunity, as well as the amazing Alana Taub, the volunteer and training manager. I'm just so impressed with you both. I mean, the work that you do, and you know, you went from, like you said, the corporate world to nonprofit, and what a nice think that, Alana, that you can learn from that experience of, like, you started with the nonprofit, and it's just, you guys work so well together. I really enjoy talking to you. And anybody who wants to find out more, they can definitely check out campopportunity.org and todays109.com if they caught this interview in progress. This production of Odyssey Baltimore. Thank you so much for listening.